At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to another after show for FX's The Americans. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 6, Episode 2, Tchaikovsky, right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go, Talking Heads. I used to love the Talking Heads. I was a little kid in the 80s, and this all just brings me back to my childhood.
I was really, really young in the 80s, but I remember, like, probably laying on a blanket listening to all this. You know what's so crazy is that I went on Spotify, and there's actually, like, a playlist for The Americans. So if you want all of this music, if you guys fan out like I do, you can check that out on Spotify. I don't know if it's official, if it's a fan just like us.
Fan
exactly,
out,
exactly. But I appreciate it, so I want to spread the love onto everyone, you know?
It was just a dope scene. I'm skipping ahead, but they're playing this song when they're in the airport and doing all the espionage and covert stuff.
All right. We're back again for another episode. I'm your host, Alina Vision, and I'm joined by my man right here, Al.
Hey, everybody. I'm Al. You can find me at Jamaica House Doc, and it's a pleasure to be here with the lovely, intelligent Alina. Here we go. We got the squad.
Thank you. That's
the squad right here.
Squad up right here. We got you guys, too. So we're live right now on YouTube. If you're watching us, join in the chat. We got the chat roll going. Love to hear what you guys are thinking, saying. If you're not, feel free to leave comments. We love those. And yeah, let's hop right into it, because as always, we got a lot to break down.
Yeah, we do.
So, first off, I want to get your overall feeling and vibe of this episode.
The episode, man. Yeah. The Americans just never disappoints because they walk that fine line between making something that's historical entertaining, but also, like, they really bring you into characters. It's really character-driven is what I'm trying to say. And every time, at the end of the day, you're always in the character's head, and it's all about what's going on with them emotionally, what's going on with their feelings. This week, one of the themes is that everybody is stuck in that thing of that whole dynamic of involving people who are innocent. Stan, the FBI guy, you know, he's dealing with the Russian couple who are, you know, who are his assets. But at the same time, they're going through this whole back and forth with their marriage, but it's messing up, you know, his little, like, FBI plan. So he even says, he's like, I wish I could deal with regular drug dealers and killers rather than deal with real people. And the same thing happens, just, I don't know, man, what Elizabeth's going through. And, like, you know, is she going to go through this with this guy who's a family man? It's general. She's trying to blackmail. And then she pleads that she's a family woman. It's like, wow. It's just like, it takes it there. That's what we like it.
I got to agree with you. I really did like this episode. I thought the first episode, you know, brought us back into it. Now we're just starting to feel some pieces. There were references to the last episode and that are now coming to piece together in this episode, and that's what I really liked. And yeah, I agree that, you know, one of the best things about this show is the writing and how you really can get into the characters' heads. And even though some of them aren't people we should be rooting for, like, in a weird way, you kind of are rooting for them, you know? Because you just become so invested in the characters. And yeah, this episode definitely brought the heat again. So, with that being said, make sure you guys stay tuned later on because we got some special segments coming up. Segments. But first off, let's talk about Elizabeth because there was a lot going on with her in this episode. I think there's just going to be a lot going on with her, obviously, this whole season because she's on her own as of right now. And you can tell it is still taking a toll on her. I mean, I love the first scene when she comes out and she walks downstairs in the morning and goes out to smoke a cigarette.
And she still hasn't said what's up to him, hasn't kissed him in the morning.
There is no affection between them.
At this point, you know, Phyllis's been trying to talk to her. He's like, can we talk? She's like, I'm sorry, I just don't have time. Like, their marriage is in a bad place.
Yeah.
You think?
And he's trying to make efforts. You can tell, like, hey, I think part of it is he's doing his job.
Right.
But another part is, you know, he does care about her. Mm. And the fact that she's completely shutting off from him is something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know she's being strategic about how to talk to her, and you know your spouse emotionally when to approach them, when not. But at certain points, got to be like, yo, they want me to fucking keep an eye on you. Excuse my language. They want me to keep an eye on what are you doing? You know what I mean? So, and maybe back off the summit mission. I'm just telling you, but he hasn't said it yet. So that's the point I'm waiting for.
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly worried about her because she's smoking like a pack a day, probably. Mm. And she's got a lot going on. So we see a lot of her in different undercover actions in this. So her first one that we come across is apparently she works for the State Department.
Right.
And she meets a guy named McLeish.
Yeah.
And he's kind of... You know, he gives her kind of some deets, like some details he's not supposed to be,
and
right?
And it's obvious, like, that this is just a cover for Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. She's probably never seen him. He's probably never seen her in the actual State Department. You know, she's just been able to make this connection. And this guy, just based on, like, you know, coffee and lunch, he's just, like, blabbing away.
Right?
But, yeah, I thought that was interesting. And it became really... what's the word I'm looking for? Really kind of like thrillerish when she had to actually go double undercover as like a tourist, right? Just to get in the State Department building.
Now, were you thinking like, how is she going to pull this off? Like, is she going to be able to pull this off? Because I mean, that's a high security place.
Yeah.
And when I saw her go in to take the tour, I was like, of course, she's got this.
And of course, like the guy's like, oh, what happened to the lady with the blonde hair and glasses? Mm-hmm. She just dipped off.
She dipped off. You know, she got that wig. And she got another wig in her bag.
I put it this way. When she was worried about security, I mean, it created all this tension when she was worried about security finding them. I was like, she looks totally different. There's nowhere they're going to be able to match her with the one with the blonde hair and the glasses. But
she still was wearing her glasses.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That was the one thing.
There you go.
That's
why she was trying to get up out of there.
But I mean, that says a lot for the security guard that out of all those groups of people, he can remember faces. I guess when you've been doing something that long and you know that... people shouldn't be wandering around. You probably take note in your head
He's
of who's who, where's where.
A professional tour leader.
Exactly. Doing the government's work. There you go. So he's, this McLeish guy, just gives her all kinds of information about Reagan, about the summit coming up, about some sort of, you know, about the treaty. And so she's getting behind the scenes knowledge that... could clearly, you know, either help or hinder the negotiations.
And she's, McLeish is revealing to her how, you know, the United States is trying to, or I guess like the White House is trying to set up, like, you know, this like nice, you know, meet and greet dinner, you know, with Gorbachev. They're really trying to, you know, woo him over. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth is like, is Reagan going soft? Because we know Reagan's a hawk. Mm-hmm. But the new reveal that comes out later is like, they're like, well, the president is starting to forget things. And if you know that era, it was rumored that Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's. He had the first onsets of Alzheimer's while he was in the White House.
Right.
So that's a whole other dimension.
I could be wrong, but I don't think it was like diagnosed till the 90s. So he was out of office when it was diagnosed.
They totally kept it hidden, which they needed to.
Mm-hmm. But that's definitely something that was out there. And he said that. And I mean, that's... Do you think it was good that he told her, or do you think it was bad?
I mean, it's good from her standpoint to know how, I guess, how precarious the situation is, because really you can't call it. It's like, who's in charge?
Right.
So it really lets her know that these summit talks, I guess, could go either way.
Yeah.
But being Elizabeth, we know she's always going to be more on the cynical side and definitely look to try to protect Russia as much as she can.
As she can, exactly. I think it's always, you know, kind of tricky when you're dealing with somebody who's losing their mind and they have, you know, that type of power. That's a scary thing, especially during that time when McLeish says, you know, Russia can't afford to go into an arms race. Mm. That was something interesting.
That was very telling. It's very revealing.
Very, very telling.
Yeah, basically, so good call. He was just referring to, like, basically how really at this time, if we're going to assess what's going on in the arms race, mm-hmm. really the U.S. is defeating Russia. We're basically running their economy into the ground. Basically, they're running their economy into the ground, trying to keep up with us.
Right.
The United States is, has this booming economy in the 80s, and the economy in Russia is dwindling. You got bread lines.
Right.
They can't afford to keep up, and I think that's why I like Gorbachev, because he's one of those leaders who's like, we can't afford to do this. Let's make peace, really, for our people, as opposed to maybe like another leader. Yeah. As opposed to another leader, you know what I'm saying, who might not care about their people. And that's my patriotic stance for today.
Right. I love it. I love the music. Yes, Jeff. Yes. I think that it was important, obviously, for them to come together and try, because, Russia could not afford to go on the way it was. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, people don't want to change. And
change is tough.
Yeah, it is. It can be. It definitely can be. Let's move on to talking about her second undercover op that we got going on. We're starting to figure out a little bit more about it. She's got the curly wig on.
Right,
she got the Jerry Curl wig on. The redhead Jerry Curl wig.
Right.
You know? And she's taking care of a sick woman who I imagine has some sort of terminal illness. We find out that her husband's name is Glenn.
Glenn.
And it's getting to the point with this woman's illness that she wants to end it. She's at that point where she's like, I don't want to suffer anymore. I just want to end it.
Right.
And Elizabeth happens to be in the room at that time.
Did you think Elizabeth was a little bit pushy, though? She was like, oh, I can take care of that for you real quick.
She's like, I know some people, so this is what you're going to need to do.
I was like, slow down.
Up, yeah.
Oh, you want your wife taken out? We can do that.
Yeah, real easy. Real easy.
Yeah.
She came in, and I mean, he didn't really flinch as much as I think some, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine being in that position of having your loved one like that, you know? And maybe she knows, I think Elizabeth kind of knows that he's in that position of like, he'll listen. If you plant the seed, he'll listen.
And actually, too, when Elizabeth went to kind of like comfort her, you could see she already blurted out like, you know what I want? This is what I want to do. So she's already had that in the back of her mind, too. But here's the ironic thing, too. While Elizabeth was saying, you know, maybe I can do this for you, I'm glad Claudia kind of put the brakes on her. It's like, yo, keep her alive until the summit's done. You know, we don't want that, the relationship and everything going rocky. So,
but what does that say about who she is? Because I still don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just don't really know. Like, who is this woman? Why do we need to keep this woman alive? Why is Elizabeth there? Clearly, her this woman's husband, Glenn, is of some sort of importance.
Right.
And of some sort of importance to the summit.
My take on it is that, exactly, and she has, and Glenn has information she needs.
Right.
She's over there photocopying all of his documents. But I'm of the opinion that if this guy's wife dies in the middle of this big summit negotiation, this guy may not even make it to the summit. He's like, my wife's, you know, she's having a funeral. I don't know what to do. And it could totally make him, I don't know, go sporadic. So I think another thing we see is that, like, if you're somebody's handler, you want consistency. You want the mate to stay there alive. Just like when Stan's handling the other the assets, the other Russian couple, Sophia.
Right.
And
Ilya.
The worst thing for them right now is to separate, you know, go through a divorce, is because then once all those emotions get involved in the chaotic household, they won't be able to function and do what you need them to do covertly.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like, but what's so foul is though, is like literally you have to manipulate people's marriages just to get what you want.
Yep. You guys need to stay together even though you hate each other because I need something.
Basically, we need to get what we need.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out, especially with these two characters, and see exactly how important Glenn is. I like the way that they're rolling this one out kind of slowly.
Mm-hmm.
They're rolling this storyline out kind of slowly, and that is, I like that, because it keeps you intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, ooh, well, what is he?
And what do you think is the whole art angle, too? Like, she's trying to make Elizabeth learn art.
I know. It's like, maybe, you know what? Maybe art would satisfy Elizabeth. I think she needs some, like, art therapy.
I think she does. That's the thing. Okay, there's another. I think you nailed it right there. She's the least creative, artistic person on this entire show. She doesn't get music. You know, it's not a big deal to her. She doesn't get art.
Oh, wait, she got Tchaikovsky.
Did she get Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
She said she liked it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then maybe it's just the visual. liberal arts
that's
where she's
it,
limited.
Yeah, that's
but,
it.
But yeah, so and honestly, I thought a couple of those paintings looked like her. Even last week, I thought
little bit.
She was painting Elizabeth. So
I think she was. I think yeah. she was painting her when she was sleeping and all of that. But so, it was interesting to see Elizabeth. She was like, I don't know what
clueless.
I'm doing. Like, and she's like, just paint the dark. And it was nice to see that character just kind of take control of Elizabeth. Mm. Sit down. Grab that thing.
Yeah.
You're going to start, you know,
because
drawing.
Elizabeth usually taking control of everybody else.
Right.
So it was a nice, that
yeah.
was a nice flip.
Nice flip. Nice flip for sure. You know what else is fun?
Mm.
If you want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of life, and for those who do,
okay.
we've got the podcast for you. That's
hey.
Right. Conversations with Maria Menounos
nice.
Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. That's right. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. Like
nice.
I said last week, Elizabeth needs this.
From
health to and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for, you know what, free. Who doesn't like free things?
I like free.
I know. I like free 99. Hey, I'm there.
Hey.
Okay. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there.
Hey.
That's right. Conversation with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Maria's got a pop and she's the boss.
She does. We love our gal. We love our gal. All right. Let's get back to talking about Elizabeth and Philip and kind of the whole family dynamic right now. Because there is no dynamic.
Basically. Or lack thereof,
lack
right?
Lack thereof. Everyone's doing their different thing. We finally see Henry.
Right.
So we, I guess, figure out that Henry went off to...
We get a call from Henry
right.
in boarding school.
Yeah, he's in boarding school.
Okay,
he got to go.
And yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
that's a big jump because Philip, before then, he was trying to like prohibit him from doing it, but he's
right.
there now, so...
Yeah, he's there. I mean, they're still in America, so...
They're still in America. Yeah.
No kids at the house. I mean, you would think that this would be a great time for Philip and Elizabeth. You know, the
yeah.
nest is empty.
Right, right.
But
how hard does Elizabeth have it? Because like... Paige is already asking her about sex as a weapon. She's like, so basically, do I have to screw a couple of guys to get some information? How do you do that,
yeah,
Mom?
Yeah, how do you do that, Mom? Little does she know.
And Elizabeth does it all the time, but you can tell she doesn't want that for her daughter.
All the time.
Yeah.
She lied about Elizabeth lied about a few things to family members this episode.
Yeah.
That was one of them. She lied by saying, you know, oh, she never heard. Where'd you hear this? She doesn't do that. She went on to explain, you know, sometimes some people might for uh-huh. certain reasons. But then she also lied to Philip when he came and asked her about, you know, do you want to talk to me about what you're doing? And then she said, oh, Paige just messed up, which is true.
Right.
But she said messed up on a name.
Yeah. She just threw out some like deflection thing
exactly.
because she didn't want to talk about the real. Okay, which leads me to Elizabeth. I've always seen her as like the more ruthless, cutthroat one.
Right.
And Philip is more, you know, in touch with his emotions, whatever. That's why.
Because he went to, what was it, S?
Because he went
to
S self-help, man.
Exactly.
That's why. Man. He's in touch with himself.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so maybe, you know, Elizabeth could use some of that. But she's always the ruthless one. And thank goodness, because I was starting to think her character is so hard and so hardened that she wouldn't even, I don't know. Like, have compassion for anybody, which she doesn't, but at least she has compassion for her daughter.
Right.
She protects her daughter, and she's really trying to shield her from, like, you know, the next level of sex and espionage, which is funny because usually she just lays it all out there, but that's the one aspect, I think, where she's still trying to, like, you know, be a really concerned parent.
Right. I think, you know, she wants a better life for Paige, which is all kind of, I don't know, a little bit of a weird situation because she pulled Paige into this life, right?
Yeah.
Paige is, for all intents and purposes, an American.
Uh-huh.
Who's never been to Russia and all of that and now is working for the KGB and will soon, the plan is, go into CIA or State Department or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, which sounds good on the surface,
right.
but it's always going to be, like, dirtier than it seems.
Exactly, because, I mean, she's still at risk. Mm. Even if she is a spy, she's still at risk of getting caught, and that caught is not fun.
You know.
So,
you know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where that all goes. And Philip is, you know, doing the travel business. And we kind of see him having a little bit of trouble. And I wonder if this is just a reference to the changing, not technology, but just the changing economy and how people started to book travel maybe a little bit differently. Okay. You know, because he said, or his client went to somebody, a budget agency. Right. And I wonder if in that time frame of the 80s, people were starting to do the more budget-friendly.
It's funny, man. I would think people will always be trying to do the
right?
budget. I know, but interesting
save that
thing.
Coin.
Yeah. Along those notes, mm-hmm. well, just the fact that the show chose to reveal that beat. You
right.
know, this little interaction we have with the client who's leaving him, and he discusses it with his subordinate who let him go, and then he discusses it with his son. So really, they really want to hit home
right.
on this dynamic of what Philip is learning or has to learn about letting go his client too soon when he should have kept that client, you know,
yeah.
under more control himself. I don't know. What'd you get out of that?
I think it's a beat that I think we're going to see play out.
Okay.
Because it was a long enough beat
yeah.
for sure that I think it was there to make a point and of some sort. Or maybe it's just like, I don't want to really do this. I don't know. So I'm going to go back to spying.
That could be another thing.
You know?
Yeah. More will be revealed.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. But yeah, it was great to see Henry in school. Paige is, you know, doing the KGB thing.
Paige.
And that's the family. That's a family unit.
Yep.
FBI, Beeman. We see more about Beeman.
Stan Beeman.
Yes, Stan Beeman.
He's trying to keep this couple together. He's trying to keep Sophia
and Ilya.
And Ilya together. And
okay, so wait, what do you think about this couple? A. Right off the bat.
I think they're hilarious because they're so neurotic. Probably
right.
like half the relationships in, that you see, you know, in America or anywhere.
Just anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere, you know, wife and husband. But the interesting thing is...
And this is like prior social media.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, Stan was really onto something. He was like, well, what did you do? What did you do? He's like, oh, I know, I just asked him for a beer. And he's
right.
He's probably is having the affair and he just hasn't told.
Right.
I mean, that's what I got out of it, right?
I mean, but he was like, you know, I was just home chilling, watching the game.
Yeah.
I asked for a beer. She was
She's
already
up. Acting. She's acting crazy. I don't know reason. You know,
I was
these
like,
women.
I understand. I understand why she went off. I
right.
get it.
And
no.
Case in point, you know, and Stan sitting there trying to play like marriage counselor just so like they can still get these people to do what he needs them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are a funny couple. I know that when they were introduced last season, I always had a sketchy feeling about them.
Mm.
Not really knowing, could you trust them?
Okay.
Especially her, because she seemed a little flutie. And I
yeah,
even said that to you.
I like that. I like that. I like, yeah,
off
she's flutie.
Camera. And
yeah,
like
yeah,
the way
yeah.
she brought Ilya in, I was like, that's just, it's just weird. It's
yeah.
just weird. I don't, there's something I can't put my finger on about these two.
Yeah.
But he's doing the work that Beeman is asking him to do. I
mean, yeah, he goes through with whatever mission.
Apparently,
go to the airport and
yeah.
the bathroom stalls and taking pictures.
Yeah, it's a
and,
bathroom mission with yeah. like literally your pants down.
Pants down.
And he's like, cameras involved. No,
yeah,
not like that. But,
and something
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And they're swapping bags. So, yeah, Ilya, he's on it. He's doing his job. And I almost got a weird vibe that I was like wondering because they kept showing this black guy who was actually in the background while this whole bathroom stall thing is going on. I was
uh-huh.
wondering, is that guy a spy? Is he enemy? I don't know if you picked that up, but I was just like,
I think he worked
for the
FBI.
Okay,
yeah,
so they had their people
Beeman,
everywhere.
Right. Beeman gave him like the ear tug,
okay.
you know, to go in like it's going down.
Okay.
You get in there, let's make sure everything's going good.
Good catch, good
yeah,
catch. So they're
so
all FBI
they're
all
FBI.
Over that place.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see exactly what his mission is. Like, I have a feeling this is all just going to come to a head, and we're going to figure out all of these little things that we don't know right now,
you know.
Eventually, like, all at one point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as Sophia, she found some guy at work.
Like, what's hilarious?
Yeah.
She's already ready to shack up with a new
she
guy.
She had her bags packed. She's
out
like,
the
I
door.
Am out of here.
And he's nice and he's stable. And
that's what you were saying at the beginning about Ilya.
Exactly.
So, look right
hey,
at
man,
that.
These ladies, move on quick. You guys move on so quick, man. Didn't even give the brother a chance. Hardly.
I mean, you can't just be sitting there like watching stuff and asking for a beer.
Drinking beer and playing video games.
Exactly. We're going to move on.
All right.
But it'll be interesting to see because, I mean, they can't split up. And who knows if she were to tell this new guy anything.
That was Stan's first word. She might tell this new guy something.
Or she might try to bring him in on the whole thing.
Hey, I just want him to replace, you know, Elliot. Just replace him. Like, you kill him. You take it. You kill him.
Like, this is not how this works, lady. So, yeah, she's definitely, I think she's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
I have a feeling something's going to go on with her. There was one scene when Beeman had met Ilya in the park and they were talking, and I found it, I don't know, there was just like some weird tension in between them when Ilya went to go give him a hug. And I was like, is someone maybe photographing that?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Because, you know, it was just a weird thing to do.
Okay. I'm glad you're thinking on that level because I was looking at it more of a simplistic level. Uh-huh. It was just like, I saw it as Elliot's just this like Russian guy who just like needs somebody to talk to. And Stan mm-hmm. was there to let him, you know, like vent about his wife. But I will say, upon Stan's reaction, that's when I knew the moment he was like, okay, I hate doing this to people who are like civilians, the normal people.
Right.
Because this guy's already like, you know, feeling attached to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see anything bad happen to this guy and his wife, which probably is going to happen anyway. But
right.
You know, anyway, but that's what I got about. But maybe somebody photoed them from a distance. Who knows?
It just seemed like an odd beat.
Uh-huh.
And just to see Beeman's reaction was like, I don't really want to be doing this, and I probably shouldn't have done that. That could come by to bite
okay,
me.
Okay, so let me see if we pull this thread out a little further. Are you uh-huh. saying that Elia is possibly a double agent and maybe somebody's scoping him out and he's like identifying Stan? Like,
he could be. Here's the thing, because if you remember, Dennis said that Teacup, which is Ilya's code name,
okay,
called on the op line. So it wasn't like Beeman was the one who called him for the meeting. So he could have had somebody, you know, around there to be able to take pictures or identify whatever. I know. Let me tell you.
That's a good tinfoil hat theory right there.
That's my theory.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll see if that plays out. But I just kind of get that. I get that that vibe from him. For sure. Let's see. Is there anything else I missed?
Do we want to talk about Elizabeth's meeting in the park?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Is that general?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
How can I forget that? The general. That is her other. That's the one other undercover thing she's doing.
Correct.
That's right. This is huge. Thank you for reminding me. My notes are all over the place.
Yeah.
So Claudia tells her that, you know, she's got to pick up these lithium-based radiation sensors.
Dang, good call.
Right? Uh-huh. From this general, mm-hmm. who they've ran in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And these sensors detect nuclear blasts.
Right.
Like, pretty much instantaneously, like right after they happen.
Right.
And the Americans, us, have 300. They just need one.
Mm-hmm.
So they need the technology, I guess.
And side note, just the fact that one of the dynamics I think that keeps coming up is that there's this whole need to, all right, well, if to make things even, like, okay, if the U.S. is winning an arms race, just the Russians just want one little edge so, you know, they can still keep up. And they were doing the same thing last time. They were implying that Gorbachev actually wanted to give them, you know, this whole weapon system in exchange for Star Wars. Like, you give me what you have, I'll give you what I have. So we'll keep things even. That's just crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is so crazy. And just, yeah, the whole arms race is crazy. And so she meets the general. He is not happy to see her.
Oh, man.
He's just like, you look like you saw a ghost from the past, which literally he did. And she tells him, you know, you have to get this for me. He says, no, especially after the second meeting. He said, no, like, I'm not going to do it. I know what you guys have on me.
I got to give it to him. He sacked up, man.
He did. Know. He, because he knew that what he did in the first place was wrong.
And they were going to, as much as she said, okay, this is the last time, we'll never be the last
time.
They're going to keep milking him forever.
Yeah. I mean, she made the point that you'll go off and retire pretty soon because he was around retirement age and we'll never have to come back to you again. But still, it's like, I think, for somebody like that, if they've realized that what they did was wrong and they really have they're really, you know, patriotic and whatnot, then they'll come, they'll just be like, no, I'm not going to.
I had more respect for him, you know, and it's so funny what I love about the show. These little, I guess you could say, disloyal actions or infidelities, whether it's Oleg with Stan or Stan and Oleg or whatever this general has to do, it's probably something minuscule at the time, just to, you know, just so things work out. I don't want to do this all the time, but I'll do this. I'll cut this one corner.
This one little thing,
and that's how they get you every time. They keep you on a leash with that.
Yeah, it's that one little cut of the corner that turns into a huge tear.
And they got you for
because
life.
Even now that you brought up Beeman, he finds out Oleg's back in town.
I know, that was another one.
Yeah, but before we get to that, hold on.
So
we'll get back to the general. Yes, at the park.
Okay.
Paige is with her, too.
That's right.
She's running these missions with Paige, I think, is kind of lookout for the most part.
Yeah, she's like lookout, backup.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, third meeting, he brings a gun.
He's like,
this is not going to go down. Yeah. This is not going to go down. And she does the whole, I'm a mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Kids. But she was so believable.
She's convincing.
She's very convincing.
She's convincing because we know it's true. And they say, okay, guess what? Like when you're undercover, part of your, I guess your persona should be part of your real life. Something that you already remember so you can feel it.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, as soon as she went in there, I was like, she's still so ruthless, too.
Yep. And then she got her, like, squat legs on, tackled him.
Bam!
And ended up blowing his face off with her face right behind. That was a close
call.
That
was crazy. And then if we could replay that, too, tell me what you think. The way I interpret it, they're tussling for the gun, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, when he gets the gun, and I think he's trying to shoot her, but he can't because she has him in the headlock, I feel like he almost blows his own head off. Like, this is it. Like, this is...
Right.
Know,
I'd rather just do this.
I'd rather just die, take myself out then.
Right.
Because it's pretty much kind of a wrap for him. I thought I was like, yo, if I ever got in that situation, what would I do? Would my family be disgraced? Would I kill myself?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. So I wonder, two gunshots ring out. He's dead. Paige leaves her car. So if they're in a park where there's a lot, you know, not a lot of people, but maybe somebody around, they could have seen her leave. They could have, you know.
Right.
So there could be some loose ends.
See, Paige is so, Paige is just one big loose end.
She's new.
She's so green.
She's going to the library where it's in town and she's reading espionage books.
Mom, I'm reading up on how to be a spy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. She's like, go out of town, honey.
Right.
Go out
Poor Paige.
Of town.
Oh, can I jump in with?
Yeah.
This is too early to talk about news, like the Americans FX news about this.
Oh,
series?
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that.
I was gonna talk about Paige.
We're gonna get to that segment in a couple of minutes, actually. But yeah, Beeman and Oleg. Oleg is back in town.
Oleg is back,
and you could see that Beeman's face was like, "Oh, is this gonna come back to haunt? What is he doing here? And is this gonna come back to haunt me?"
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he doesn't know that Oleg was actually there to communicate with Philip. You know, and but I don't want to see anything happen to Oleg because he was one of those people who was totally out with his family, but they drew him back for this one last mission.
Yeah.
And Stan and his partner are trying to figure out if he's really here for a mission or is he just
here
diplomatically.
They know.
Well, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on him, but I like how he covered his tracks. So Oleg, like, I'm going to the meeting for the transportation and whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a little bit too far from what you did before.
Yeah. They're going to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's get into our special segment.
Hey.
So we are doing Cold War flashbacks. That's right. So every week we're going to highlight some spies, probably who got caught from the Cold War. And this week,
And as an anecdote, not just spies too, but spies or any other type of Cold War flashback.
There we go.
Anything that fits in the bigger picture. But we're starting off with spies. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay, well, the Cold War is often considered the golden age of espionage, a time when the United States and Soviet Union, along with the respective allies, use all available tools to uncover each other's secrets. So we're going to talk about the Rosenbergs.
Oh, yes. These are famous.
The Rosenbergs are very famous spies. I'll give you their background. They were married in 1939, New York City residents, and they allegedly had a spy ring that passed military secrets to the Soviets. The scheme got underway sometime after 1940. When Julius became a civil engineer with the U.S. Army Signal Corps, he was dismissed in 1945 once the military learned of his communist sympathies. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, they basically get executed if we skip to the end of the story.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the Rosenbergs are a really famous couple.
Wasn't it his brother that ratted him out?
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. The two were sent to the electric chair. Actually, meanwhile, other Rosenberg recruits purportedly delivered thousands of pages on documents detailing. Yeah. That would be interesting. I want to look up the brother angle too, but they were like not the modern day, but the real Elizabeth and Philip.
All right. Yeah. Passing secrets and whatnot. So.
And by the way, that comes to us via the link you sent me via history.com.
Yeah. So check it out. Check them out if you want to read up more about some spies during the Cold War. And now we're going to go to news about this show.
That's right. Special Americans News.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know if you have the graphic in there, Jeff, but there's this one photo that's basically the two female lead characters, Elizabeth and her daughter. But I can tell you guys about it. Did you know about the hate that was out there for Paige?
I didn't know.
Apparently, the hate is big on the internet. And actually, I kind of remember because last season, we were starting to see a lot of comments of people like, oh, just get rid of her. She's annoying. Get rid of her. I don't know. I will say this. Her character, is kind of annoying in the beginning because she's like this prissy good girl. She's a church girl, but yet she has this like big old nosy snoopy side, you know, when she's like trying to find out what's going on with her parents.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She eventually figures out, you know, that they were spies. Here's the other thing too, which I didn't like. I hated the fact that she actually snitched on him to the pastor.
Right.
She told the pastor, oh, by the, there we go. There's a picture of the Rosenbergs,
and next to them we have
Paige and Elizabeth. Yeah. So a lot of people, I guess, were kind of hating on Paige and they wanted to see her go. So apparently that's why they basically brought her full in to the KGB training, because they wanted to see, like, okay, instead of being kind of like in the, I guess, like the waffly middle, let's make her like more assertive and let's give her full on jump in with both feet.
Wow. See, I always thought that Paige was an interesting character and I liked her. I see what you're saying about, like, I was mad when she, you know, snitched on her parents, even though I'm like, okay, well, they're Russian spies. but I think it's interesting because she's an American kid who's going into the KGB for a country that she doesn't know of. You know, she's never been to. It's, you know, not her, the culture she was raised in. Yeah. So I think it's an interesting take.
Oh.
And I've always liked her and I liked watching her journey of becoming that way. But, I mean, and she was going through her odd teenage years, you know?
her awkward teenage years. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I do like the fact that, like, she's kind of toughened up and kind of, you know, embraced her role as a spy. But, we always talk about, I'm still sad that Elizabeth brought her into that. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into predictions?
Let's get into predictions.
Let's do it.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it myself.
Oh, here we go. There's the drop. We're just waiting for the drop.
Okay. A couple of predictions. With Elia and Sophia, I think one of them's going to end up dead, and I think it's going to be, well, I don't know why I think Elia's going to go, but I just think there's going to be casualties in that relationship. Yeah, who knows? And while he kept up with his mission, I don't know, there's something about it that makes me think, you know, he's going to be a loose end that they're going to have to cut.
Ah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I kind of agree with you. I have a prediction that Beeman is going to seek out and see Oleg.
Okay.
And I can't wait to see what goes down with that little chit-chat.
Right.
And as far as Sophia and Ilya, I think... there's just something, like I said, there's something, I can't put my finger on it with them. They're either double agents or something's going down with them for sure. And I think they're going to mess up a mission. And I think it's going to be a big mission.
Yeah, all these missions are like fraught with all kind of like potholes and danger.
Right, exactly, because you just never know. They're just not on point. And when people are not on point like that for mission,
somebody's got to die. Somebody's got to
go.
They got to get clipped.
And I think sometime in this season, Paige is almost going to get caught. I think she's still a little green.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to come real close.
I want to say, and also just not so much a prediction, but I want to see if Philip is going to finally like talk to his wife instead of letting her just like avoid him and walk around and smoke a cigarette. Like, we really need to talk.
But she doesn't want to.
She doesn't. She's been avoiding
it. She's like, let me sleep. And you know what? I've been there.
It's like you
love him, but you're just tired.
Okay.
No.
I don't care if you want to tell me that, you know, that I'm under spy suspicion. I'll just let me sleep.
When you're sleep deprived, trust me.
Yeah.
So, I think that wraps it up for this episode. Let us know your guys' predictions in the comments below if you're watching us on YouTube, or tweet at us. You can find me at Alina Vision on all social media. And where can they find you?
Alina Vision, that's right. Hey, everybody. Yep. Al G, you can find me with the end of my notes over there at Jamaica House Doc on Twitter. And I got a new IG, by the way. Alg_Jamaica House Film. This is all related to my doc. And get at us in the comments, and we'll hit you back. Oh, and shout out to I'll get your name later.
We're
on.
We're gonna have shout outs next week for sure. But thanks for watching, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Shout out to No Jack York. That's in the chat.
Express herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.